There you go. That is Dan Dickerson's call, 248-539-9797. Gator and I were both talking about this same list where the Tigers weren't listed as a potential landing spot for any of the top 25 players that are going to be available at the trade deadline, as predicted by this writer from CBS Sports that we very disrespectfully called him a dipstick. Our apologies indeed. I'm sure he's a fine reporter.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just one man's opinion. And we have been dipsticking in our past as well. But what if they don't do anything? You know, I mean, I'm not worried. I'm not scared. Like, I feel like this team can match up with anybody in the American League. I'd like to see some reinforcements come, but it feels like we're playing defense against the biggest motivation is to play defense against anybody else making a big move, which is almost to become expect. Like, there's no way the Yankees don't fortify, right?
Right. I mean, the Yankees usually do. And you know, it's an organization is usually pretty deep, with players in the minor league system. And so, you know, what are they going
to
do?
Let me be clear here too. It's not kick your feet up on the table, Scott Harris. You don't need to do anything. It's be laying the foundation, the groundwork for the kind of trades that you want to make and be ready. Now, if something comes along that you get better and you don't have to dip into the deep pool of prospects and a trade that makes sense. Yeah, push the button. But, and how about Toronto? How about them?
I mean, I want to give you credit because I know you won't do it for yourself here, but I'll give you credit. It feels like it's 3 or 4 weeks ago, probably closer to 4 weeks ago, when we were talking about baseball and talking about, hey, what do the Tigers need to add? And everybody was all hot and heavy on, got to add Bo Bichette.
Mm-hmm.
Go get Bo Bichette. Just go do it. And you were the only one that told people that to put the brakes on because Toronto at that time was only like a couple games out of a wild card spot. Fast forward to today, Toronto has a 3-game lead in the American League East because they've gone on a like 32-18 tear. And to your credit, you saw that like you don't know what teams are going to be contending, what teams are not. So if you're going to trade for Bichette, you're going to probably have to wait to see right before the trade deadline where Toronto is at. And right now, Toronto's in a really good spot. Would they be willing to trade Bo Bichette at this point? I don't think so.
No.
Not when they're leading a division.
No. And we're in a weird spot that we've never done this before. It was since the wild card format's expanded. Last time we were talking about being buyers at the trade deadline really was before this format. And so we're navigating, and by we, I mean the fans. Scott Harris has been at other organizations, been paying attention, and but here in Detroit, we haven't been buyers at the trade deadline. And so with this new playoff format, it's harder than ever to make a trade. 248-539-9797. Hey, Brad is in Waterford and on 97.1. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, hey, Doug, we play in the same PBR tournament as you guys starting on Thursday.
Oh, do you? Cool. Well, maybe we'll see you at some point.
Michigan Bandits.
Yep.
Yeah, well, yep. I hope to see you. We're not in your pool. Hope to see you in the on Sunday.
So, we'd love that. We'd love that.
Yeah, you guys got a good team.
Who are you with?
Detroit Metro Stars.
Okay, yeah, sure. Played you in the past.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up? What do you got?
So hope they bet. Yeah. With the Tigers, I think that they should, I mean, they're going to be fine. They're definitely going to be buyers, but I like what they got over in Pittsburgh with a Keller and Bednar. Yeah. I really like what they got going on over there. Of course, you got to check out what Arizona's going to do with Suarez, but, that might be pretty expensive. And if they don't do anything third base, I think McKinstry is the ultimate all-star glue guy. So I think they'd be all right over there.
Just to look ahead, Arizona right now is 4.5 games out of a wild card spot, and they're trending in the wrong direction for them. They're 3-7 in their last 10 games, so maybe Arizona is going to be sellers here real soon. And with Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's playing better under Donnie Kelly, baby, as their manager. I think slightly better than .500. They're still 11 games out of a wild card spot, so I could see them moving some players as well. So you might have two good teams there to look at.
Yeah, I think Bednar would be very good as a seventh inning guy. Then you can go with Tommy Kenley, and you got Vest right there. I think Vest has kind of established himself as the closer. So, but yeah, definitely look at what Pittsburgh roster is.
Well,
and, again, not to repeat myself, but it would cost you maybe a top seven prospect to go after Suarez.
Probably. I mean, I would think it would sting. If I'm Arizona, and Arizona, thank you for the phone call. Maybe we'll see you this weekend. If I'm Arizona, I'm thinking about some. They're still on that cusp, and their GM has said they don't want to be sellers. And I don't blame him. I mean, they made the World Series a couple years ago as a wild card when they just snuck in. They still have that in their recent memory. That's not a team that's trying to give up. That's a team that's trying. They're probably more likely to add than to sell. The Pittsburgh call's great. Like, I mean, they've got a bunch of guys in Santana and Bednar out of the bullpen. Cabrian Hayes, the third baseman, who's a really good glove, could become available. But I'm worrying less and less about the offense all the time. And I'm trying not to, I mean, we did, stop me if you heard this before. I'm trying not to fall in love with our own guys.
Right.
Circa Lions discussion leading up to the trade deadline in the NFL. But our own guys are getting the job done. This wasn't an offensive showcase this past weekend, but they swept. And then they did explode in extra innings. And, you know, their bigger problem leading into this weekend was the pitching was looking like it was starting to take on water.
I mean, they got two hit on Saturday.
Yeah.
Spencer Torkelson had both hits, including a solo home run to start off the second inning, and they won 1-0.
Yeah.
That's the kind of season this has been. And it's not they've been that bad offensively. It's just in one game, in one snapshot in time, that's a game you look at and like, oh my God, this is a special season for these guys. Because the offense has been so good. It's been top 10 in just about every category with the exception of stolen bases.
And what's crazy, like the Washington series was bad, right? They lose the series. They average 7 runs a game in Washington. So you come back and you don't score against Cleveland. That doesn't mean you have offensive problems. But, you know, we'll see. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson. So the trade deadline stuff is certainly going to crank up. But let's get to some Champ and Chump votes as they come in. Champ, Casey Mize. There's so many to choose from on this team, but Casey gets very little love. He should be on the All-Star team with a 9-2 record at a 2.63 RA. The Chump, Cade Smith. I guess he is human. Well, Cade Smith has dominated Detroit last year in the postseason into this year. Tigers lit him up yesterday with the vaunted attack led by Trey Sweeney with the big blow in that game. Casey Mize deserves some love, and I'm glad you gave me a Champ vote. He's been great, and it was a big outing for him this past weekend. Champ, the Tigers, they sweep despite only scoring 4 runs in 27 innings. Chump, Stevie, asleep at the wheel. Eisenman, that's from Dennis Down River.
Well, it's a long off season.
Yeah.
So if they go into a training camp and they haven't made a trade, I think we're all there. Right now, I think there's a lot of frustration with the Red Wings. I think people were really hoping a week ago going into the free agency that there were going to be some big-time free agents they can get in on. Most of them were gone because they had all re-signed. Those that remained expressed an interest not to play in Detroit and wanting to play for a team that had a chance to win the Stanley Cup. And that's the bitter reality of where we're at right now. It's not that Detroit is a bad hockey destination. It's that right now the current state of the team isn't attractive enough. Experienced players want to win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
So if you're not contending, if you're not showing that those strides, then you know you're kind of SOL. And even like trade, I guess it was a report over the weekend from Elliott Friedman saying that there were different players they were in on that they wanted to trade for, and those guys just didn't want to come here. And it hurts to see that.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.